bad guy. Duh.
Friends, is Billie Eilish. Now, Billie is not my cup of tea. I wouldn't be going, but there's a lot of you that would like to go. And what's annoying is that so many of these shows, she's doing four shows in Melbourne, four in Sydney and four in Brisbane, but she's not coming to Perth. And she's just an example of so many performers. We built a state-of-the-art arena, an indoor arena, that's not used as it should be used, and we have a magnificent stadium. What's going on? Why are they avoiding Perth? John Zachariah is the CEO of Face to Face Touring. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are we?
We're well. Why are they avoiding Perth?
Costs. Costs are rising and rising. Trucking is one of the biggest issues. And supply and demand is the other.
So you're saying that she couldn't get four shows out of Perth?
I'm saying that she wouldn't have time to get four shows out of Perth, plus trucks to Perth and back to the East Coast. So, you know, you're talking 3 or 4 days over here and then 3 or 4 days back. So 4 days becomes, four shows becomes, you know, 10 days.
See, that goes against the grain. We were told that if we built an arena, then they would come. And the bottom line is they are not coming, and therefore what do we need to do to entice them other than to say we'll subsidise the transport?
Yeah, you know, we're definitely going to need some support at some stage. I mean, I'm obviously a locally based promoter. I live in Perth, but I work on the East Coast effectively because getting shows here, even domestic acts with flights, is beyond, you know, control. You can't afford to bring over smaller acts and pay the cost of flights that we're dealing with these days. Even accommodation, to be honest, is getting difficult.
Because John, talking about the trucks and stuff, we don't have stuff here that they can use.
No. So they travel their production globally. So something like Billie has probably got 30 or 40 trucks on the go. And, you know, say 10 years ago, you were probably paying, you know, $12,000 to $15,000 for a truck from the East Coast and back. Now you're in that, you know, currently $30,000, $40,000 per truck.
Wow.
So if she's got 30 trucks, you do the numbers.
Yeah.
Before you get started, you're already, you know, kind of, you know, underwater. So it just makes it hard. And obviously the bigger the tour, the harder it gets. And the other thing too, that people are traveling a lot more. Obviously, Taylor and the Billy Joel experience and the Coldplay in Perth, everyone's prepared to make the trip to turn it into a special event.
So you've got to also remember, though, that there's a lot of people that can't afford to do all that. They can afford to go to the concert, but they can't afford to do that. So that's what they're saying. Well, what about it? We need to look at it. I mean, I look at the fact we've got a great arena. I was also told that when COVID was on, a lot of equipment was sold and a lot of expertise left. Is that true?
Oh, that is definitely true. Yeah, absolutely. We lost some, you know, some significant production companies and you know, our industry absolutely took a hit and a lot of people left. We're just starting to recover and getting some of those people back and also getting some new people trained up accordingly. But, yeah, absolutely, we took a massive hit as an industry, for
sure. So the industry needs a bit of a leg up for a while to get these people back.
Well, I just got to mention things like Splendor in the Grass. I mean, that points to the same problem. You know, the industry has taken a hit in that world as well. You've had plenty of Groove in the Moon, all those events cancelled, rising costs, getting more, you know, harder, dollars down, which means headliners, you know, headliner wants their money in US. They don't care about exchange rates. So, you know, what an artist that is charging, let's call it $1 million US a night, used to be 1.1, 1.2 Australians, now 1.5, 1.6 Australian, add the trucking costs.
Yep. Who'd be a promoter, John? Who would want to be a promoter? You would.
Yeah.
You're mad. Thanks for
coming. You don't sleep. So
no, you don't. But then again, you're a gambler, Johnny. You're a gambler. Thanks for coming on, mate. Thanks for putting yourself up. We appreciate it. Johnny Zachariah there, CEO of Face to Face Touring. It's a problem and the government need to help. Because you're losing a lot of talent. You're losing a lot of people that aren't going to be exposed to the product.
Because when they're saying they're paying $3.3 million for that aircraft subsidy thing, like, why not? Again, you've got to spend money to go on that trip.
Yep.
Spend some of that money to get some people here.
Yeah, very good point.